Meanwhile, next door in Iraq, government officials say they're close to taking back the city of Mosul from ISIS. It would be a big blow to the organization, but okay, then what? Richard Hall is the world's man in Beirut. He says ISIS has suffered a lot of setbacks recently, but there's still a threat.
It's kind of staggering when you stand back and take a look at how much it's lost. At the height of its power, ISIS controlled around 30,000 square miles, and it had 11 million people under its control. It's lost about 60% of that. But it's not just territory. They've also lost prestige. They've lost a sense of invincibility that they once had. They've also lost income. They've lost manpower through losing this land. They've really had a significant setback since then.
Are these losses hurting ISIS recruiting efforts?
They are. I mean, losing territory has a physical impact on people being able to get to ISIS territory. So they lost all this land on the borders of these countries, so it's hard for people to get there. It also has a remarkable effect on recruitment when they see that ISIS is losing. So people that might have been attracted to go and join the Islamic State in 2014 when it was victorious, this army sweeping through across the Middle East, now it's losing territory. Their fighters are being killed every day by the coalition airstrikes. It's certainly having an effect.
Remind us where their land at its height stretched to and where it is now.
It's in the process of losing the city of Mosul. There are just a few more blocks there really to lose. But there's still a significant amount of territory in Iraq. So Hawija, for example, further south, and Tal Afar, still two large cities under ISIS control. Then in Syria, we still have large parts of the city of Raqqa. And then further south, in Deir ez-Zor, that's where the last big battle will probably take place. And then we have to look further afield even. We're looking now at Afghanistan as well.
If ISIS still has territory in Iraq, what makes Mosul so important?
Well, it was such a huge propaganda victory for ISIS to capture Mosul. This was the largest city under their control, more than 1 million people. So it's a huge symbolic loss to ISIS for them to be kicked out of Mosul. And also, like I say, there are strategic losses for them as well. There's the loss of revenue that they can gather from Mosul. They stormed into the banks, they looted the vaults, and they're able to extract taxes from the 1 million people that were in Mosul. There were oil fields nearby that they could take advantage of. So they're losing a ton of revenue, a ton of manpower, and the territory and the prestige that goes with holding the largest city.
As it loses territory, is ISIS more likely to focus on attacks abroad, whether they're sponsored or just inspired by ISIS?
We're already seeing a sharp uptick in attacks by ISIS. We've seen them carry out attacks in the UK and even recently in Iran. And this is a direct effect of them losing territory. As they're unable to fight on the ground, they'll increasingly look to strike out their enemies abroad with lone wolf attacks, people being inspired by ISIS and carrying out attacks on their own.
How do all these changes and all this kind of gradual retraction of ISIS, how does it affect U.S. policy in the region?
Well, that's interesting because all these different forces that aren't necessarily aligned were gathered together to fight ISIS. We're fast approaching the time when those guys start looking to what happens next. We're already seeing the beginnings of that. So if we look to Iraqi Kurdistan, for example, they're looking to a referendum to gain independence from Iraq. And then we look at the relationship between the U.S. and Turkey. Now, they've been fighting ISIS together, and Turkey has been angry at the U.S. for supporting the Kurds. It looks like the U.S. is going to continue to do that. But we're already seeing fissures between the U.S. and Turkey. They're looking forward to what happens next. And then even in southeast Syria, there have been rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran-backed militias there. Iran is trying to keep a corridor between Tehran and Damascus, and the U.S. is trying to block that. And we're seeing increasing tensions on all these fronts as people look to what happens after ISIS.
Has U.S. strategy to fight ISIS changed over the past few years?
I don't think it has, actually. The strategy has remained largely the same, which is to fight ISIS militarily and support local groups on the ground with airstrikes. Trump promised a great acceleration of the fight against ISIS, but it's pretty much continued as it was under Obama.
Do you think it needs to change?
Well, the big change probably needs to come in the leadership that America needs to show over the next couple of years as all these different forces lose this common enemy that they had. And that's going to require diplomatic muscle on the part of the U.S., not just airstrikes.
That's the world's Richard Hall in Beirut.